Six Essays by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur on The Six Virtues of a Practitioner of Bhakti, Upadeshamrit, Verse 3. 1. Utsaha, Enthusiasm. The third verse of Sri Upadeshamrit describes six subjects. Utsaha nishcha dhairyat tat tat karma pravartanat sanga tyaga sato vritte shadbir bhakti prasiddhati. Progress in bhakti may be obtained by the following: 1. Enthusiasm, 2. Firm faith, 3. Fortitude or patience, 4. Performing the activities of bhakti, 5. Giving up unfavorable association, and 6. Adopting the behavior and character of pure devotees. It is essential to deliberate on each of these six subjects individually. Therefore, we shall first discuss utsaha, enthusiasm. What is utsaha? The activities of bhajan become weak in the absence of enthusiasm. This weakness arises from inertness, laziness, and indifference. Inactivity and laziness, which are known as jade, means inertia, are eradicated upon the appearance of utsaha. The word jadata means inertness, pertains to the state that is the opposite of spiritual nature. How, then, is it possible to perform bhajan if inertness is given a place in the body or heart? In the absence of effort, apathy arises. The practice of bhakti yoga should be performed with a consciousness that is free of indifference. Bhagavad Gita 6.23 instructs, Tam vidyad dukha samyoga Vyogam yoga samjanitam sa nischena yuktavyo yoga anirvinna chetasa. Know that state of samadhi to be devoid of any contact with the duality of mundane happiness and misery. This yoga should be performed with firm determination and undeviating consciousness. In his commentary on this verse, Sri Baldev Vidyabhushan Maharshi has said, Atmani yogatva mananam Nirvedasam tad rahitam chetasa. If a person considered himself unqualified to perform an activity, then he becomes disinterested in that activity. Remaining completely free from this kind of disinterest, one should practice bhakti yoga with enthusiasm. Regarding bhakti yoga, Srimad Bhagavatam 11.20.7 and 8 has mentioned, Nirvinna nam jnana yoga Niyasi nam iha karmasu tesam anirvina chetanam karma yogastu kaminam yadichaya mat kathado jat shadastu yapuman na nirvinyo nati sakto bhakti yoga asya siddhita. O Udav, those who have become detached from karma and its fruits and who have completely renounced both are eligible to perform jnana yoga. Inversely, persons are eligible for karma yoga as long as their heart has not yet developed renunciation toward karma and its fruits, and as long as they are desirous of the fruit of action but do not lament it. Those who are neither too detached nor too attached, and who, by the fortune of having performed auspicious acts in previous lives, have developed faith in narrations of my pastimes, are qualified to perform bhakti yoga, through which they can attain perfection. Different types of spiritual practices, Jnana Yoga, Karma Yoga, and Bhakti Yoga. There are three types of spiritual practitioners in accordance with different state of consciousness. 1. Those who possess a consciousness of indifference, Nirvinna. 2. Those whose consciousness is devoid of detachment, Anirvinna. And 3. Those whose consciousness is free from attachments, Nirveda. Yoga is of three types. 1. Jnana Yoga. 2. Karma Yoga. And 3. Bhakti Yoga. Jnana Yoga is beneficial for persons whose consciousness is filled with indifference, Nirvinna. That is, those who are unattached to karma and its results. Person whose consciousness is devoid of detachment, Anirvinna. That is, those who possess many desires are eligible to perform Karma Yoga. Those who are not yet detached are Nirvinna, and also those whose consciousness is free from attachment, Nirveda, become eligible for Bhakti Yoga when, on the strength of their good fortune, faith arises in their hearts for hearing narrations of Sri Krishna's pastimes. The purport is this: but for dry renunciation, what else can reside in the heart of those who have become free from the desire to perform material activities, but have been unable to gain any experience of transcendental activities, which are beyond materiality? The topmost attainment of such persons is knowledge of non-dual Brahm. For those who are neither detached from material activities nor realize in transcendental activities, which are beyond materiality, there is no other way than to perform Karma Yoga, which purifies the consciousness. Those who have understood the utter insignificance of material activities, having attained realization of spiritual activities, are indifferent to all kinds of material activities. Still, they accept performing a limited amount of prescribed action meant only to aid in their spiritual awakening, but they remain unattached to those activities. In bhakti, one becomes free from attachment to material sense objects to the extent that one deliberates on and discusses spiritual subject matters. Freedom from attachment to material sense objects is but a byproduct of bhakti. The symptoms of bhakti yogis are mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam 11.20.27 and 28 as follows: Jata shadho mat kathasu nirvinna sarva karmasu ved dukha atma kaman parityagyo api anishvara tato bhajate mam pritah shradhalu dhr nishchaya dushmanascha tan kaman dukhodkar kamascha garhyan. A sadhak who has developed faith in narrations about me and who is disgusted with all kinds of fruitive activity may still be unable to give up material enjoyment and the desire for such enjoyment. Knowing that such so-called pleasures are actually sources of misery, he should condemn himself while attempting to enjoy them. Thereafter, in due course of time, he may be able to worship me with love, faith, and fixed determination. Kama, desire, gives rise to karma. Nirved, disregard of material objects, gives rise to jnana, and shraddha, faith in Bhagwan, gives rise to bhakti. The conduct of a bhakti yogi, a person in whom faith has arisen, is naturally disinterested in the performance of all material activity. He performs prescribed duties, karma, to the extent that they are favorable for his faith in Bhagwan. One cannot perform bhakti sadhana without the body. How can the body be maintained if one renounces ambition and activities that cause sorrow but are necessary for maintaining one's life? How is it possible to perform sadhana if the body is destroyed? Therefore, people in general should consider such acts, which yield misery, to be meager and contemptible and tolerate their results without attachment. While performing such fruitive acts for the sake of maintaining their life, they ought to continue to worship me with fixed faith by bhakti yoga. Those who enjoy the fruits of their material activities, worldly sense pleasures, with great honor are called karma asakta, attached to fruitive action. Those who nurture a mood of contempt for the fruits of material activities and engage in such activities with a sense of honor for the propensity to render devotional service to the Lord are called unattached, anasakta. Although detached from worldly activities, they perform the activities of bhakti with great enthusiasm. The sequence of progression for bhakti sadhakas. The sequence of progression for the practitioner of Bhagavad Bhakti is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 11.20.29-30-35. Proktena bhakti yogena bhajato maskaran muni kama hridaya nashyanti सर्वमयी हृदय स्थिति विद्येति हृदय ग्रंथिश छिंदेन्ति सर्व संशया शिनेन्ति चस्य कर्माणि मयि दृष्टि अखिलात्मनि निरपेक्षयम् परम प्राहुर निश्चयसम अनल्पकम तस्मा निरा आशीषो भक्ति निरपेक्षया मे भवेत। इन दिस वे आई कम एंड सिट इन द हार्ट ऑफ अ साधक हु इंसेंसली परफॉर्म भजन ऑफ मी by following bhakti yoga as I have instructed. After I set myself there, all the material desires in his heart are destroyed, along with his samskaras, past impressions. At that time, the knot in his heart is broken, all of his doubts are cut to pieces, and the desire to perform karma is completely destroyed. Such a state of indifference is the living entity's greatest and topmost auspiciousness. The conclusion is that by making any other endeavors to eradicate the disease of lust, kama, and the ignorance, avidya, situated in the heart is pointless. By adopting bhakti yoga in the form of cultivating service to Bhagwan, the jiva's ignorance, avidya, inauspiciousness, kal, lust, kama, and the results of karma, all his doubts and material bondage are eradicated by the mercy of Bhagwan. But this does not happen through Jnana Yoga or Karma Yoga. Shuddha Bhakti therefore arises in the heart when one renounces all types of desires and hopes and becomes totally free from any expectations, nirapeksha. Bhajan Kriya, devotional practice is of two types, resolute, nishtita, and wavering, anishtita. It is improper to become discouraged by thinking we do not possess the capacity to destroy the results of karma. It is necessary for the faith of the sadhaka to be invested with enthusiasm from the very beginning of his practice of bhakti. There are two types of bhajan kriya, nishtita, resolute, and anishtita, wavering. When nishta arises while performing bhajan with faith, shraddha, in the association of sadhus, then that bhajan kriya is called nishtita. As long as nishtita bhajan kriya has not arisen, anishtita bhajan kriya, the unsteady practice of bhajan prevails. There are six stages evident in anishtita bhajan kriya. 1. Utsamai, initial enthusiasm. 2. Ghanatarala, thick, thin, a waving resolve to perform devotional practice. 3. Viewed Vikalpa, oscillating between resolve and doubt. 4. Vishay Sangara, battling sense pleasure. 5. Niyam Akshama, the inability to uphold walls favorable for one's devotional service. And 6. Tarang Rangani, sporting in the waves of the conveniences afforded by the practice of bhakti. The offense of inattentiveness. Hari Bhakti Vilas considered Pramad to be a type of Namaprad. In the same scripture, the word Pramad is defined as inattentiveness. In Shri Harinam Chintamani, this inattentiveness has been divided into three categories. 1. Indifference, Udasinta. 2. Inertness, Jadata. And 3. Distraction, Vikshepa. One cannot perform Hari Bhajan at all until one is free of these three types of inattentiveness. Although all other types of apradhas may have been eliminated, a taste for Harinam will never arise as long as inattentiveness remains present. If from the very beginning of bhajan one possesses an enthusiasm that never slackens, then indifference, laziness, and distraction will never arise in one's practice of Naam Bhajan. Utsaha or enthusiasm is therefore helpful in the performance of all types of bhajan. Nishta gradually arises only through the enthusiastic performance of bhajan kriya. When one's performance of bhajan kriya is full of enthusiasm, then one's irresolute disposition, anishtita, is removed and the stage of nishta is quickly achieved. Srila Rupa Goswami has mentioned, Adau Shraddha Tatha Sadhu Sangha Atha Bhajan Kriya Tato Anarth Nivritti Hi Syad ततो निष्ठा रुचिस तथा भक्तिर सामिन सिंधु 1.4.15. This means that the eligibility to perform bhajan arises upon the awakening of faith, shraddha. Upon the arousal of this eligibility, one obtains the association of saintly persons, sadhu sangha, by which one begins to execute the activities of bhajan, bhajan kriya. In the beginning, bhajan is not performed with nishtha, because various types of unwanted desires in the heart that impede one's progress in bhakti, anarthas, continuously crush the heart. But performing bhajan with enthusiasm vanquishes all anarthas. Enthusiasm is the very life of shraddha. The word shraddha certainly means faith, but utsaha is the very life of shraddha. Faith without enthusiasm is meaningless. Many people think they have faith in the Supreme Lord, but because they do not possess enthusiasm, their faith is impotent. For this reason, due to lack of sadhu sangha, they are unable to perform bhajan.